sagt der Mishnah, da beisam mit Aluf in Nazir. I will say the following. In my print, I don't know if all prints, Rosh Nazir is in block letters, not in Rashi print. And therefore, at least by me, it's an easier read. It's always easier to read block letters than Rashi print, but I don't know if in all prints it's that way. In the Ayiz V'Hadar print, it's block letters. Zakh the Mishnah. Now, Nazirus is a form of neder, meaning it's a form of a person banning themselves from something. In Lumbus, and I'm just mentioning this, not that we're going to be talking about this much, there's three ways to understand the Isser Nazir. Either the items are banned from the Nazir, it's like a neder, which is an Isser Chefza, that the items are banned from this person. By saying he's a Nazir, he's saying he's banning those items from him. Or it's like a shvua, he's banning himself from those items. Or it's neither. It's a gzeris hakasuf. He says he's a nazir and the Torah bans him. It's not that he accepts it upon himself. The Torah put it on him. Now the question is only, did the Torah put it on him? Did the Torah put it on the items? But there's three ways to understand this. That when a person says, I really nazir, but he says it, is he willingly saying, acknowledging, that he's banning himself from certain items? Banning himself, banning the items, those are two different ways to look at it, and it makes nafkaminas as we go along, I'm just mentioning it. The third way is neither. He's not banning himself, he's not banning the items, he just said the word, the Torah makes it out. Kol nechinuya naziris kenaziris. Again, we had this in Masechtas Nedarim. All chinuya, I don't know how to translate the word chinuya, but similar words that are...
Equivalent terms.
And I'm not saying we had a machlaikis. Are they gayish words or are they made up words that sound like nazir, so the person shouldn't say the word nazir because he uses the word lashem and we don't want him to use the word lashem. Naziris like a naziris. Zuk derash, kol kinuya naziris ke naziris. Kol she'ene ikar hashem, not the main word, mikri kinuy. Gemoya machan hashem lechaveirai. You give your person a nickname, that's called a kinoi. It's a nickname for his name. Same thing here, it's a nickname, you don't use the word nickname in this, for the word Naziris. So Archwell calls it equivalent term, it's fine. It's a wonderful translation. What? It's not really a synonym if it's Lashon Shabbatu Chachamim, they made it up. But it tells us the meaning of what the guy wanted. Now remember, Nazir, it's not enough to want to be a Nazir in his heart. A guy can want to be a Nazir 100 million times, it means nothing. He has to say he's a Nazir. So the question is this enough of expression? Right? The fact that he wants it means nothing, unless he expresses it.
Why are you saying that more different than any kind of Nazir?
The same thing. I just pointed it out here. Same thing. There's going to be a lot of repeats
Rabbi.
In the beginning. Yes.
Rabbi, does he have to say it to in the presence of another person? Or
no.
Can he just say it aloud by himself?
He can say it to himself, and he doesn't even have to say it loud. He can say it just like he would say Kriya Shema.
That's
No. Naziris is between him and the Rabbi Nishleim. If he accepted Naziris, he accepted Naziris. We believe him that he became a Nazir. There's no reason not to believe him. There's no edus necessary, no. Now, for the same reason they did it in the Dharam, and the Gemara is going to talk about it here as much as in the Dharam, like it did in the Dharam, except in the Dharam, the Gemara spent an amud and a half, and here the Gemara will not spend that much time. It switches to Yadis. It switches away from Kinuyim, and it goes over to Yadis Naziris. Yadis is a partial statement that implies a whole statement. That's not Kinuyim where you say a whole statement, and it's an equivalent word. This is a partial statement, and we finish and say that's enough of an expression. If somebody says, I am, how is that nazir? Now the Gemara is going to ask, why? So the Gemara will deal with it. Does the Rush deal with it? Yeah, I guess he does. It's talking about that the Nazir is walking in front of him, and he says, aha. So again, the Gemara will deal with the particulars. I don't know how much the Rush does now or not. I don't remember. But it becomes a Nazir. We had it. A lot of this is going to be repeat. He says, I am going to beautify myself. I'll be nice. I wonder if he loses a better...
Handsome,
okay.
He pronounces it, he writes to the
crew, A. Thank you. All my life, I learned yeshiva, ha. Fine, A. If I remember next time, I'll say A. And I'm glad he's right. I'm wrong, but again, it's a mistake that I've been doing for 60 years, so it's 50-some years, so therefore... I will be handsome, and I would say nice, nazir. Now, that is a different case, because the Gemara is going to be bothered, and the Rosh is going to speak it out. Why don't we put the two cases together? Why don't we split the cases? Ahei, haris, nazir? Ahei, no, haris, nazir? It's one thing. Say ahei or ahei, no. Why did it have to say ahei separately than ahei, no? So the Rosh will address it right here in the Mishnah, so let us say hello to the Rosh. Dr. Rosh.
Yeah, I don't even question. Once you didn't say anything, once you said your
hands are good, again, both are nazir. So why don't we put the two cases together? Either said this or this, you are nazir. Why do we split it up into two cases? The halacha is the same. If the halacha is the same, why split it up? The Gemara is going to be bothered by this, and the Rosh is going to speak it out over here. Again, you want to write your answers? I have no problem. Let's give the Rosh and the Gemara a chance. Maybe the Gemara would have said it if it doesn't have a better answer. But as the Rosh would speak out, the Gemara has a better answer.
The word
Noah
is
a kinuyah? No. Noah means yad. This is not kinuyah.
Yad.
Ahei Noah is a yad. Ahei is a yad. So the question is, what is this case different than the case before, and why aren't they together?
What's the
answer? Again, I hate to do this to you, Baruch Meisha, but you're jumping way ahead.
I still don't hear the question. They're two different things. How would you know one from the other?
No, I think it's very simple if you say, hey, okay, let's see the Rosh. He does a much better job than me, so why don't we give him a chance? My hair is another. Dr. Rosh, it's not explaining Kinuyim. This is a Yad. What is a yad? Like you're holding a keli with its handle. By picking up the handle, the keli comes along. This is not a complete expression. It implies the neder by saying part of it. And the pasuk tells us that's good enough. Back in Masechtas Nedarim, we brought Nazir Lahazir, Lindar Neder, Nazir Lahazir, Dav Gimel Aman Aleph, Dav Gimel Aman Beis. We brought Psukim to say that Yadas Naziris is Kenaziris. Amahei Nazir is a Nazir. Gamzat Nami Yad Havi. This is also a Yad. Ugriya Tvei, Maimahei Beloy Noah. This is worse than the guy that says, Ahei. Why? The Aimer Ahei, the Nazir Leiver Lefanov. When a guy says Ahei, and a Nazir is walking by in front of him, and he says, I will be. Yes, Mashmi Usai, Lashin Naziris. Yaiser Mahei Betainis. The Gemara is going to discuss it. There's two meanings, I will be. I will be what? So there are two interpretations. I will fast. Right, what the guy saying, I will fast, or I'll be Nazir. He's obviously saying something. Now, we would say, he's stump schmoozing, stump saying stupidity. That also is a possibility, but we don't say that. In those days, when people said something, they meant what something. I will be, I am, whatever I hate is being translated as, right? So either he's saying he will be befast, or he'll be benazir. And we decide, since a nazir is walking in front of him, it's a yad to say that he meant nazir. Because the nazir is walking in front of him, and he said a word that implies that he's accepting something. So it makes logical sense that if the Nazir is walking here, what he's trying to say is that he wants to be like the Nazir. That's what the Gemara will interpret. That's what the Rosh is quoting. We will get to the Gemara on Beis and Beis. We will see. Now, Zok the Rosh writer, when a guy says, I will be handsome, if the Nazir is walking in front of him, it doesn't help. It could be that he means, I will beautify mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah to make your mitzvahs nicer, to get a nice lulav, to get a nice sefer Torah, to get a nice pair of tzitzis, to get a nice pair of tefillin. The Gemara will bring all the examples. I'm not making them up. Right? So what is that saying? There's a mitzvah, it's no levana b'mitzvahs. So the guy says, I hate Noah. He might mean, I will make myself beautiful in mitzvahs. And the Gemara feels that that's just as much indicative as saying he wants to be a Nazir. It could be, I don't know, but it could be that's what it means. And the Gemara feels, unlike a hay, when a Nazir walks in front of him, we say it probably means Naziris more than fast. Here, the Gemara doesn't feel that it probably means Naziris. Again, you can question it, why not? I don't know, but the Gemara feels they're equal. They're equal choices of what the guy meant. And therefore, we can't walk away saying he wanted to be a Nazir. We didn't hear that. We might have heard that he wants to do mitzvahs nicely. Can I just finish the rush? The Gemara is going to say that this guy grabbed his hair and he said, I hate Noah. Nothing to do with the Nazir walking in front of him. He said, I hate Noah. I want to be handsome, right? And he held his hair. By holding his hair, he's pointing, he's telling us that he wants to be handsome in hair, which in those days meant he wants to be a Nazir. That means he wants to grow his hair and then cut it off. Not he wants to be handsome and have a beautiful hairstyle. That's not what it meant in those days. So therefore, we hear Naziris. And the Mishnah is saying, not only the word ahei by itself, but ahei noah also works in a different circumstance. Ahei noah doesn't work like ahei works. Ahei works because the Nazir is walking in front of him, and the two choices we have, one is more indicative than the other. One is more logical than the other. That's why it's a yad with Naziris. Mashaykin, in the second case, it's not more one indicative than the other. Therefore, we say we need more. So the Nazir walking in front of him is not the decision. What makes it Naziris is the fact that he's holding his hair as he says those words. In fact, the Rush, so why do we put the two cases together? Listen, Dr. Rush, the Shema, and perhaps, which from the case Gavni Ayri, two different cases. Reisha b'Nazir Ayri l'fanav, v'seifa b'tavis b'zarei. One is the Nazir walking in front of him, and one he's holding his hair. It's two different cases. Therefore, we split them up because they're working for two different reasons.
Now, by Neder, we had a word. I don't know if anyone remembers this. Lahafli.
Say it's. By the way, that word Lahafli is written by Naziris.
Oh, it's even better.
It's even better. Exactly.
And therefore, until it is Lahafli, you can't. Why are we giving so much credence to this?
Very beautiful, Kasha. The Gemara asked this to express. The Gemara asked this Kasha on Gimel Amud Aleph in the Dorim.
We have to wait that long?
In the Dorim.
On the Dorim?
Yes.
So much.
And it says, Gimel Amud Aleph, and it brings the Gzeres HaKasav that you fulfill your requirement of Lahafli by saying a Yad. And without Gzeres HaKasav, we wouldn't say that. But the same Torah that told us Lahafli, right afterwards, Ish Ki Yafli Lindor Neder Nazir Lahazir Lashem. So the Gemara Darshan's Nazir Lahazir, Waman Yamar, the rabbis, Yadis, Naziris, Ken Naziris.
It's like the last thing you want to say. Which was the Hafli this?
Express. And this is enough of an expression. This is the Gemara. It's not me. I didn't make this up. The Gemara asked you a question, and the Gemara said this answer. Way back when, on the Gimel Amud Aleph in the Dorim, which, by the way, we learned the last week of Tammuz, before we broke for the summer. Because I remember I was home, and I did it on the phone. I started saying Shir in the Dorim because I had missed the last part of Saita because of my surgery. And I started saying the last week of Tammuz on the phone for a week, the last week I sat on the phone. And we learned Gimel Amud Aleph in the Dorim during that week.
We're happy you're back.
Okay. Baruch Hashem, I'm also very happy that I'm back. Right. Zog the Mishnah weiter. And now the Mishnah switches to Kinuyim. Nazik, Naziach, Peziach, Harizeh Nazir. That is Kinuyim. Dr. Rush, Nazik, Naziach, Peziach, Harizeh Nazir, Hainu Kinuyim Naziris. When the Dorim Mefarish time with the Kinuyim, the Gemara brings the Machloikas, why Kinuyim? What are Kinuyim? One says it's Gaisha words, and one says it's the Lashon Shebadulam Chachamim. The Chachamim made up these words. Weiter. Hareini Kazeh. The guy says, I am like this person. Now the Rush right away takes away all your questions. Hareini kazez ak the Rush. Kula masnizim mefarish time of the Gemara. The Gemara will explain the rest of the Mishnah case by case. So please don't ask any questions on these cases, because the Rosh is telling you, have patience, the Gemara will deal with them. Hareini kazam, like this guy. Hareini mesalsu. How does he translate mesalsu? Comb? What? Mesalsu besare means playing with your hair. Hareini mechalkel. Mechalkel, okay. Hareini olay l'shaleach pera. I will grow my hair long. I'm sorry?
T-R-E-S-S.
Okay, tresses. It means growing your hair long. That's what it means. How is that Nazir? These are all like Nazir. Is it a Yad? Is it a Kinoi Pashtus? It's a Yad. It might even be better than a Yad. We'll see when we get to the Gemara. Hari Olai Tzipurim. A guy says, I want to bring birds. Kinoi would mean it's not a complete expression. Here it is a complete expression. I mean, Yad means it's not a complete expression. Here it is a complete expression, but it's not exactly the words are as a Nazir. And we're saying these are ways of becoming a Nazir. And the Gemara will explain why. I would say it's closer to a, it's not a Kinoi, it's not a Yad. It's an expression, and a good enough expression. Again, that's what the Gemara is saying, but we'll figure out why in the Gemara. Harei Olai Tzipurim, a guy says it's incumbent on me to bring birds. Now, again, Nazir Tamei has to bring birds. Nazir Tar does not. Is this an acceptance of Naziris?
No.
Ramei Raimon Nazir, Ramei Raimon Nazir. Why? We'll have to wait for the Gemara, but the Gemara will explain all these cases. The Rush felt that we can have patience. So if he felt we could have patience, we can listen to him and have patience. Just to answer your question more clearly, if you take a look in Tysus, which I don't usually do, but once in a while we will do it. If you take a look at the Tysus, Hareini Mesalsu, Hareini Mechalkel, which is in the wide lines, it's like 10 lines into the wide lines. Hani Lav Yadis Nesiris Nino. These are not Yadis. Them Kainlis Nino Lel Ba'ad Yadis. It would have been mentioned right away with the Yadis. Okiven the Gomer Deborah, he said a whole word here. He didn't say the word Naziris. We're explaining it. So it's not a Yad because he didn't say it partial. It's not a Kinoi because he didn't speak a different language. He spoke very clearly. We're translating his words to mean Naziris. I would say it's closer to a Kinoi than a Yad. I don't know what you want to call it. But that's what the Mishnah is saying. Zabti Gemara Vayter, Michti, let us see. Tana B'Seder Nashim Koi. We're in the middle of Seder Nashim. My time at Tani Nazir. Why is Nazir here? Nazir is Kachim. Nazir's emphasis will be on the Kabbalahs, which Kabbalahs you bring. That's what Nazir's emphasis will be on. If anything, it belongs in Seder Kachim, where we talk about Kabbalahs. Why is it Nashim? What does it got to do with Nashim? Yavamis has to do with a relationship with women. Subas has to do with a relationship with women. Saita, Gittin, Kedushin, the Dharam and Nazir are not. The Gemara asked a similar kasha in the Dharam. They didn't ask it in the Dharam. I don't think it asked it in the Dharam. But in Saita, it asked the question. And in Nazir, the Gemara asked the question. And it gives slightly different answers, as we will see. But what is Nazir doing in Nashim? Zuchtrash. Michti. Tana. Let's do it a little bit tomorrow first. Now, the Gemara Tana Karakai. The Tana is basing his putting it into Nashim. Means Rebbe, who put it into Nashim, is basing it on a pasuk. It says, it's talking about divorce. And it says, when a woman doesn't find favor in her eyes, the husband's eyes, he must have erred his because he found something wrong in the area of Arayas. Not necessarily Znus, but he finds that she's not living up to his standard of Tzias. What causes a woman to have problems with Ervas Davar? It's the fact that she indulges in wine, which makes her looser, which allows her, unfortunately, to act in a non-sneistic way. Which causes divorce? And we learn now from a pasuk that Saita is right next to Nazir, to tell me that Nazir is right next to Saita. I should say Saita is first. Because if one sees a Saita, the Kukula Machlokes Rishayna, whether it refers to if she's guilty and she busts open, or the fact that we treat her like a piece of rag when she comes, we uncover her hair, we do all these things, Yazir Atman Ayayin, he should learn the message and keep away from wine. So therefore, Nazir is an outgrowth of a woman issue. There is a good, sometimes it's good to become a Nazir because of the effect it has on marriages. So that's why it's in Seder Nashim. That's why it's here. They invited, we had it in Saita. They invited all the women. Adarabba. They wanted her to be a public spectacle. The Gemara there, whether we met, it says there that all the women, the Gemara discusses it in Saita. I can't remember everything, but it's Gemara in Saita.
What is
Rebbe's Torah
here?
It's talking about divorce. In most cases, in those days, people divorced their wives because they did something wrong in the area of tzias.
And also, so what do they drink? In other words, we talked that the common drink was wine at that time.
Again, there's indulging in wine, and there's drinking wine. There's indulging in wine, and there's drinking wine.
So she's also to drink. Someone's a Nazir,
they can't drink wine.
So what do they drink?
Beer.
So beer was just as readily available as wine?
It was cheaper. The bar says it was cheaper. It was a cheap drink. The water was, I forgot, Rabbi Dr. Schwab has a fancy word, basically means it was full of germs and diseases. They would have to cook
the water
it.
The water was brackish.
New York water?
What?
New York water?
Again, they didn't have bottled water, which, by the way, most of it's probably a scam anyway, but that's not the point. You fill up water from a tap and you sell it as bottled water, and you charge more than a gallon of gasoline as a gallon of water, but that's besides the point. A gallon of water,
water
costs more than a gallon of gasoline, only in America.
The fancy word was brackish. It was unhealthy.
I forgot the word. I can't hear him. So I, no, rancid.
No, the water was. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
The water was brackish. Brackish.
Brackish.
Unhealthy.
Unhealthy. I like the word better than the fancy word. Okay. Right. So therefore, they didn't drink water much. They drank other things. It was hard. Nobody asked them to become a Nazir. Now here, the Torah is suggesting it's a good idea because you see what indulgence of wine can bring. So you go to the other extreme for 30 days. It doesn't say they died without drinking wine.
No, I assume they cook wine. I don't know how wine.
Again, I can't answer the question. I didn't live then. Maybe a fast Gilgul, but I don't remember it. And therefore, I can't tell you. I can only say what I know from the Gemara. You know as much as I do, you can draw your own conclusions. Dr. Rush. Mirdi, Tana B'Seyda Nashikai. My time is Tani Nazir. V'roi hoi l'sadroi B'Seyda Kutchim Sh'mavos Kavanyas. V'yav ha'gav dem perikam at the site to kiyof time on my Tani Nazir Nazir Basar Chof. What does Chof say here? I have the gloss. Basar U'basreis Nazir, it's supposed to be a my Tani Nazir U'basreis Saita. The Gemara is site to ask this question. I'm a Farish, and there the Gemara answers. I did the Tani Subas the Tana Hamadir. Since we learned Subas, and one of the Perukim Subas was a woman made a netter, or her husband banned her, or she banned her husband. Tana Nadarim. But I did the Tana Nadarim, Tana Nadir, the Damula Nadarim. And there the Gemara answers that reason we said Nadarim is because it's a continuation of Subas, because in the relationship of a husband and a wife, what happens if she makes Nadarim? So that's why Nadarim was after Ksubas. And once we mention Nadarim, which has to do with vows, we mention Nazir. And once we mention Nazir, we bring Saita right afterwards. The Tani Saita, who's the Mandiyama here? Who's the one we said? Tana Krokoi. Doesn't say there. There it says the name of an Amira. I think it's, I don't know who it is. I don't know who it is. So Raya Saita Bukakula Yazir Asmin Ayayin. That reason is just to say why it's lined up that way. Why is Nadarim after Ksubas? Why is Nazir after Nadarim? And why is Saita after Nazir? It's telling you to line up. But if it doesn't belong in Nushim, so what if it's similar to the Darim? If it doesn't belong in Nushim, it doesn't belong here. If it belongs here, you can tell me why the Seder goes this way. Since Nazir is similar to the Darim, we put it after the Darim. But if it doesn't belong here, put it in Kachim, where it belongs. Therefore, this Gemara precedes the Gemara in Saita. Why is Nazir in Nushim? Nazir should be in Kachim. So we give a reason why Nazir is in Nushim. Now, once it's in Nushim, so why was the Nazir before Saita? So Nazir should be after Saita. The answer is, because Nazir is similar to the Darim, we put it right after the Darim. So that Gemara is dealing after this Gemara. This Gemara is telling you why is Nazir in Nushim to begin with. Nazir doesn't belong in Nushim. Once you know it belongs in Nushim, now we got to figure out why is it located where it is located. Let's read it inside Dr. Rush. A Mefarish writes, after we said over here why it belongs here, and we uprooted it from where it belongs, period. What? Yes, I'll tell you the reason. I was going to think of doing the Darim before Saita. But Rabbi Kleinman told me that you're breaking up the thread. Yevamos Ktubos Gittin Kedushin Saita deals with marriage. The Darim and Nazir is really on the side. He said what you'll be doing is moving out of marriage. It's a whole different subject for two, whatever long it'll take us to do in the Darim and Nazir. Then come back to it. Why don't you finish the whole marriage subject and then do Nazir? So I listened to him, and that's why I did it that way.
You said
me.
I
wouldn't have asked the question.
That's why I did it that way. I was thinking of doing the Darim and Nazir before Saita. I was even thinking of doing it between Gittin and Kedushin, just sticking it in, but I put it to the end. Yeah, that's how it was. That's what it says on my side of the mouth.
Ask him when you brought it up.
I forgot already. Okay. I don't remember. You have to ask him. He remembers better than me. Right, sir. Right.
He's on the phone also.
I have no idea. He's in the middle of the Nav. Okay, right there. Masechtas Darim, the Mefarshim Samud Taima, and my son to Beseder Nashim. In Masechtas Darim, the Gemara doesn't tell us a reason why it's in Nashim. Mishum, the middle of the Nav, he changes it to Peshitta. She'ein loch makam sheroi l'sadri yaisirika. The Darim doesn't belong anywhere else. The Darim doesn't belong in Kachim. The Darim doesn't belong anywhere else. So wherever you're going to put in the Darim, why does it belong here? So it makes sense to put it in Nushim because it talks about women making the Darim, him being made for, right, as he says. The whole part in the Darim talks about husband and wife and father and daughter. So it belongs in Nushim. So we never asked, why is the Darim in Nushim? There was no other place to put it any better. Nazir belongs in Kachim. So this Gemara ascertains, why is Nazir in Nushim? The answer is because it's an outgrowth of Saita. Now we have another question. If it's an outgrowth of Saita, so put it after Saita. Why is it before Saita? The answer is because the Darim goes after Ksubas, because it talked about making the Darim. And we talk about husband and wife and daughter, that's why it's a Nushim. So we put it after Ksubas because it's a continuation of Hamadir. And once it's there, Nazir's more like the Darim, so we stuck it in Nazir in there. So that Gemara is talking about the order of Masechtas. And this Gemara is talking about why it's here to begin with. That's how the Rush reconciles the Gemara here and the Gemara in Saita. No. No Gemara. Not the Mazer, not the Shaykh.
But only if you violate it.
You don't bring a carp? It's a lav. It's not karis. By Shvuah. But we're talking about Neder now. I was very careful. The Darim has no Kabbalah. Shavuos does. That's Masechtas Shavuos. Yeah, when you bring a carpet, you might make a Neder, you might make it a Dava. Depends what you want to do. There's two ways to do it. Neder means you accept it upon yourself. The Dava means you want to donate this car to the animal.
They
used to donate the animal. It doesn't say they made a Neder, it made it a Dava. Maybe they made a Neder at that point because they didn't afraid anything would happen to it. Yeah. I don't know if that was the normal. I don't think anybody that did it like Hill. I mean, we bring Hill to show it, right? That means obviously it wasn't common practice. Maybe it was. I have no idea. It wasn't there. Now, the Rosh tells us a fact that I wouldn't be able to tell you, but he can. Most people that divorce, it's because something is wrong in the area of Erva, with Tznius. And that's what tells a person to become a Nazir. You see something that happens because people weren't careful in Tznius, become a Nazir and push yourself to the other side to make sure you become more careful in indulgence in the world, in Yayin, which was the item that people indulged in, which causes them to become loose and to do things they wouldn't normally do. Here we go to the next question, which we should recognize. Pasuk b'kinuyim, b'farash yodas. The Mishnah started called kinuyay, and right away went to yodas before it answered. Yodas. Now there's two questions here. Number one is the order, and number two is it doesn't mention yodas. If it would have said called kinuyay naziris kinaziris, but yodas naziris kinaziris, would be one thing. It doesn't even say yodas naziris kinaziris. Amar Rava, b'tei mekdi. Others say kdi said it. Surah Mechser Vahikhtani. At Kol Kinui Naziris Kinaziris, Vyadis Naziris Kinaziris, Ve'elu En Yadis Aymra Har Zanazir. So we add those words in. Now it doesn't answer the order, but it answers at least the Mishnah did say Yadis.
Is there a Mishnah Levin? Is the day we Yadis? Like there was
Ayn Adarim? No, there never was a Mishnah in Darm either.
There was
Ve'elu En Kinuyim. There was no Mishnah. We did the same thing in the Darm. Dr. Rush, Pasuk b'kinuyim, beside Yadis, but the Dar Lami Baruch, Besu, Yadis Inchi, the Gemara there says, you forgot to mention Yadis? And the Gemara answered the same thing, Shachach HaTanu V'Haski Yadis Bereisha. The Gemara answered, added it. Everybody should have a wonderful day. I'm going to tomorrow. We will continue.